The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM, Mr. Rajkumar Rampasad. Good morning to you and welcome. How are you? Your mic needs to be unmuted so that we could hear you. There you go.
Yes, unmuted.
Good morning.
Good morning, and I'm fine.
And you are the president of the Exchange Farmers Association, correct?
Yes, I am.
And where exactly are you all based?
We are based in Cuba. Exchange is in Cuba.
Mm-hmm. All right. And
Central Canada.
So I'm going to be honest with you. This will be the first time that I'm hearing a situation like this where bovines are coming onto properties and eating. How can you describe it? How have you all been dealing with that so far?
Well, we have made several reports to the Cuba Police Station, the Predia Larceny Squad. We have tried on many occasions. Once the bovine or the cattle comes in, he would not take ownership of it, so we're in a sticky position.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the Predia Larceny Squad doesn't have any vehicle. So, and they would come in and they would eat the crops and also damage. They would rob. I don't know if they're robbing the back or so on all the trees and breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
So in a real, and then with the hoof, they are trampling on the young plants.
Mm-hmm.
So we have several problems which we are trying internally to sort out.
So this is one specific farmer that has been, is it like the cows break free from their prison and then just...
Yeah, because he would have them across the road in the industrial site near farmland there, mm-hmm. in the open area, and then they would traverse and come up way on the eastern side of them. And sometimes I...
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit there. Your transmission broke a little bit there, so I didn't quite catch the last piece. Now, I'm trying to picture where you would be. Is that close to any, like, highways or roadways?
No. We are just opposite Nutrient Farm.
Okay.
Nutrient Farm in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
We are just on the eastern side with the 2-acre plots. So it's several 2-acre plots, and quite a few farmers have some challenges.
And it would be that the cows come onto the properties. I would assume it's more than one. So what solution would you put forward to solve something like this?
Well, we are trying to speak to the owner to see if he could have a place to secure the animals. Because sometimes some would have ropes, some would be loose. So he was supposed to have an area to... fence area to have his animals,
mm-hmm.
and not have them loose like that. Because I know in the past, some people, if a vehicle get an accident with the animals, you know, that would be real problematic. Your vehicle would be damaged and then they would not claim ownership of the animal.
Now, this is because that's one of the instant things I thought of. If the animals are loose, transport, persons driving, I mean, the type of accidents that we've been having on a day-to-day basis because of rain, now you're going to see the accident by cow, it sounds funny, but at the same time, it's pretty serious.
No, we have had instances of that on the Rivulet Road, and this would be the where we are, they would call that the Perseverance Road. There's mm-hmm. some Perseverance going to Shimonas, passing through Orange Valley, but we had farmers or whoever who mine the animals.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one set opposite our farm there, and then we have further down in Orange Valley. If you pass there, you'll see several of the cows crossing and coming across to the 2 acres,
mm-hmm.
and also damaging the farmers. So we have numerous complaints which we are trying to deal with. It's more than, you know, at our end we could deal with, because really the Predia Larceny Squad or whoever is the authority, because in the past, I would just say we had problems with that in the that's Kearney, Kearney Green Farms.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to the Pradier Larceny Squad, they told us we have to impound the animals, keep it for a week and feed it. And if the owner doesn't come, then the animals is ours.
Mm. But that would put you in another expense as well, because...
yeah, because when you have to go feed the animals.
Right.
And then you have to impound the animal. So by impounding the animal, remember, you have to now secure the animals and look out, because the owner might want to come back and take the animals in the night, and you would be at a risk.
And perennial larceny is that where individuals come onto perennial farms.
Perennial larceny is what?
And no, the crime of perennial larceny is to come onto a farm or a place to take animals and product. Has the relationship between the agency and the farmers been improving within the last couple of years? How is that relationship going so far?
No. Initially, it started off well, but I don't know. They don't have, sometimes we call, they don't have vehicle, or they have one vehicle for the whole of the central region, which is quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, I think they have to get a new mandate where they are totally empowered to address the complaint of the farmers.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to figure out I guess this would be your question to answer. What would be necessary for a better working relationship between the farmers and the perennial larceny agency?
Perennial larceny is what, yeah. They have to be, man, on top of the game with thing, because as I said, they are challenged in terms of probably funding and whatever. They need to be properly funded and on the ball, when I mean in terms of the farmers, because we have had a good rapport with them.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we have done some work with them, but lately, I don't know, they have challenges of their own.
Mm-hmm. And right? From obviously, somebody needs to buy them a vehicle, because if every time you call them and they can't come to you, and they say they don't have a vehicle. Probably a little box cart with the same cows that go running up and down. I don't know.
But we are really trying from our end. I mean, we formed the group really to do work on the twiggers, which we have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
The group was formed in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying from our end, with, you know, not much support.
Yeah.
And we had a wit's end to deal with this problem, which is, you know, somewhat challenging.
I mean, so what do, besides the obvious grass, what type of crops do cows like to eat? Because I'm thinking, you know, what would y'all be planting for them to take?
Well, they would just come across on the room, but here what? So we have a few trees. We have a farmer who does corn.
Mm-hmm.
He does corn in a rotational basis, so he always have corn. And they went into his fields and damaged the corn. Well, two farmers, in fact. And so he had the fence wrong, but that's an extra cost to him,
mm-hmm.
right? When he had a fence wrong, he 2 acres with gate and everything. He did that, and we are trying to see. We had people who would access the, traverse the areas with the roads and all of that. And we end up putting up gates. We do 4 gates from the Farmers Association to kind of lock down the area and give all the farmers a key. But sometimes, I mean, some of the farmers leave the gate open and the cows wouldn't pass through the gate. They would pass on the sides, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the side of the road and come in. So
they sound like smart animals.
Yeah. They wouldn't come in on the road. They would pass through the... So we are at our wit's end, because we are trying from all angles to deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is one issue that you, as farmers, would have to deal with. What about the flooding? Has that been an issue for you as well?
Yes, sometimes it's challenging, because we are directly, as I said, opposite Nutrient Farm. And from time to time, in front Nutrient Farms would flood, because we have a main catchment, a water course,
mm-hmm.
where they would have, across the same Perseverance Road, they would have changed the cylinders by the bridge, right? Where the water is crossing the main road there. Mm-hmm. And what you would find is sometime in the height of the rainy season, when you have, let me say, continuous rain, that would reach quite up to the, under the level of the bridge by the road. And the volume from on our side to take it across the road, I feel they should put an next cylinder so it's restricted there.
Mm-hmm.
And we would back up in our farms and go down to nutrient farms with the side, the outfall drains.
Right.
Because when it's too much for this major water course, it would, you know, back up into these smaller drains and cause the flooding.
Mm-hmm. But all of that sounds like you would need a lot of moolah, a lot of cash to get these things done.
Yeah. Because we would have accompanied the corporation, the then chairman, to visit all the areas that were flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it pointed out to him all the areas in Kearney where we have water. The water courses that are, well, they would clean it on a regular basis, sometime every year,
mm-hmm.
that major water outfall. But yet still, the bottlenecking by the Perseverance Road to go across Nutrient Farm site, that is a major problem. Because every year, Nutrient Farm would have flooding on the road, and I'm talking about major flooding once there's, like, excess rain.
Right, so every year you have to keep in mind, you have to battle the flooding and then you have to battle the rogue animals.
Yes. And then sometimes we have some pretty larceny, which we try to look out, all the farmers try to look out for each other. But
I find it a bit confusing with that part of the law. How do you tell, you know, in terms of produce? If someone takes something from your farm and they are caught, how can that be proven that those items are yours? How does that law work? It was always confusing to me.
That you really had to clear, you had to prove ownership of it, and that's a tedious thing. I mean, you could make a report and stay that a city person, because sometimes we'd have a lot of, what I should say, people on drugs and things, they would pass and steal and sell it cheap, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
sell it real cheap, and people would buy it at an instant, you know, and they would know the people are, you know, are not farmers. So we have real challenges. We have had several reports in the Kuba police station. In fact, at one time, some people stole some pimentos from my farm, and I had to go in, a bucket of pimentos, I had to go in and check them individually, and some of pimentos, and a whole set of things, and nothing really came out of that.
So a lot of analysis needs to be done as to how the laws stand right now so that it can help out farmers a little better than how it is now.
Yeah, we have several challenges in that regard. And then sometimes when we call the Kuba station, they'd say, well, call Pradia Larceny Squad because they are not equipped really to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of discussions should happen with the current Minister of Agriculture. You're
yes,
hoping
well,
for a conversation?
Yes, we are trying. We gave them some time to settle down, and we're trying to have a meeting this month.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to write him officially.
All right, well, Mr. Rampersad, when that meeting happens, you can come back to us at Freedom and tell us what updates you can give us.
That's not a problem.
And finally, any last messages for, let's say, your consumers and persons in the area as to how to help out the farmers of your area?
Well, the consumers, we'd like them to purchase all the things we produce. Because
mm-hmm.
we try to keep it at a reasonable price. We have our own market. We built our own marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get all the farmers to come in there and sell their produce, right? And we also do some wholesale, which we tell them to utilize our place, the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And the consumers, we want them to know that quite a few of our farmers are certified farmers, and I'm one of the certified farmers where we could export our products to Barbados and elsewhere. And once you have that, that is a certification from NAMDEFCO.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you look at and you would keep in tune with the pre-harvest intervals by, like, certain chemicals you use.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-harvest interval will vary, right? So once you're reaping, you're not supposed to spray it. Sometimes it'll be 5 days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be for the pre-harvest interval. So we are trying to do a safe product that is consumer-friendly and all of that. Plus, we are doing some things that are more organic. At one time before we formed this group, we had 52 members, and we had an organic farmers group. We tried to get our 2 acres in one place, our organic farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we had written the then chairman of Kearney, Mr. Hospitalis. And he told us to accept the land where we're getting it, and then they would deal with that. But so far, that hasn't happened. But Mr. Manning in the budget spoke about 100 acres organic farm. Right? That's quite a number of years now. So.
Mm.
Yeah, we are trying from our end to do, because, yeah, what I'll tell you this one, to be a farmer, you come like a gambler, right? You ought to put out about 40,000-50,000 in 1 acre, like we say, tomatoes or pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not sure to reap back a cent or to get back any money, right? Because remember, you have the challenges with the climate change. You know, we have all different things. The weather, disease, pest and disease.
Mm.
The cow now is all sort of things, all sort of challenges.
I'm sorry to laugh at, but it's a kind of funny notion. And on top of that, too, there was this on social media, I don't know if you saw it, where there were two pigs roaming Belmont on an early morning.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's up with the animals? Do they know something that we don't, and trying to make a run for it? I don't know. Mm. Are you getting a call there?
People,
Yeah.
I decline the call.
But Mr. Rampersad, what you could do, again, come to us and let us know what are the issues that farmers are having, especially in your area, that you would like to see addressed, especially with the new government in place. And we have a budget coming up in October. So we could talk again on that. How about that?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks so much. And I look forward to that. And with our meetings, I try to discuss with the farmers, you know, the way forward, because with the amount of challenges that as I spoke to you, you know, the roads, we have problems with the roads too,
mm-hmm.
which they would come and upgrade the roads, but for the longest while, we haven't had anything done on the roads. So,
yeah.
Some of the traces, you know, that would be traced as Kearney had done a while back, they would be impassable.
At this point,
the farmers are, yeah.
Yeah, well, it had to upgrade from trace to road now, because trace is mud, not so.
Yeah, well, we have. Every year we have been working with the ministry to upgrade the road. Well, the traces to roads, and the last time they came in, and they measured a piece of road for, I think it was about 2 kilometers. Then they came after and said they have to. I don't know. They had to move the, I don't know if it's the money or the what, to some other project.
So. Well, we'll talk a little more. Thanks so much for joining us, Mr. Rampersad, and best of luck.
All the best. All the best, yeah, and we are trying, and we continue to try.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Oh, yeah. Have a good day.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.